This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show, and we have a lot to get through this week. The president of the CHL, Dan McKenzie, was back out west. His ticket packages for the 2023 Memorial Cup, presented by Kia, are now on sale from coast to coast. The event is in Kamloops. It's already off to a strong start. Dan will give us an update. Well, the Regina Pats are helping the BC Division fill their buildings as Connor Bedard is back to his home province. We'll have more. And a cancer fundraiser in Swift Current hits close to home for Broncos forward Caleb Wyrostock. He will join us to tell us more about Bronco Bucks cancer. First up, ticket packages for the 2023 Memorial Cup presented by Kia are now available. CHL President Dan McKenzie was back in Kamloops promoting the event set for the last week of May.
Well, I mean, the first thing you can expect is a great hockey tournament. You know, the Memorial Cup is one of the best exhibitions of high quality hockey you're ever going to see. It's the hardest, I think it's the hardest tournament to win in all sports. And so the hockey tournament will be great. But our job is to make sure that it's not just a hockey tournament. So again, the plans are still coming together. I don't want to give anything away in terms of what's going to be happening. But our goal is going to be to make it basically a community festival. There will be multiple things happening in and around the arena, in and around Kamloops, that will be there for families and supporters of the game to come and enjoy. But also, there'll be events that will also be about welcoming new people to the game and new people to the sport, and also helping, I think, Kamloops to sort of tell their story to the rest of Canada and the rest of the world. And that's, so it's going to be fun. There's going to be a lot going on, and it's going to be a fun 10 days.
What you just talked about there is almost along the same lines of the theme of the event. So let's talk about the theme that's been chosen.
Right. So this year's the theme for Kamloops is Shine Together. Together we shine. And I think it really is apropos given, you know, the history of Kamloops and the history of the Memorial Cup. And ultimately, I think on the Kamloops side, you know, having the Memorial Cup provide an opportunity to talk about how this community comes together. You know, it's going to be really up to the groups in Kamloops to, you know, tell that story.
Last year at the event, a Memorial Cup scholarship was unveiled. Tell me more about that and the carryover to this year's event in Kamloops.
So, I mean, what's really important to the CH, education and scholarship, providing our players with scholarships, is just as important to us, if not more important, than, you know, the hockey development our players get, because the vast majority of our players don't go on to make a living playing hockey. So scholarships are at the core of what we are and what we stand for. And so and what we did starting in St. John's is through the proceeds that are raised through 50-50, we established it'll be an ongoing scholarship that will work with the Kamloops Host Organizing Committee going forward. Around once we're finished the Memorial Cup, the proceeds from those 50-50s, a portion of the proceeds will go to support scholarships in the community that are appropriate to the community. So in St. John, we work through the Sea Dogs Foundation, and they're setting up the criteria and the kinds of students that in that community make sense, and we'll do the same here in Kamloops. So it's pretty exciting.
I know I'm speaking to you before another one of these events leading up to the Memorial Cup before tonight's broadcast, but I'm a hockey guy, so I've been following the CHL very closely this year as far as teams we could see coming here. You've been around. I know Sherbrooke's out to a great start in Quebec. Windsor, North Bay has made trades. If you know the WHL, you know Seattle and Portland, and Connor Bedard's in town and the Blazers here. So are you paying attention to the games and what's going on?
Absolutely, and that's the fun part about all of this, right? Is and as you know, in our league, January is a big month too in terms of with player movement. Or can, you know, there can be a fair amount of player movement. So, you know, when I look across the country, you know, there are some really neat stories and some really strong performances. Quebec City has gotten off to a great start. Red Deer has gotten off to a great start. Ottawa got off to a great start, you know, and so it's going to, you know, and the Western Hockey League it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So we're really going to be excited about, I mean, the way our broadcasts work is the league championship series, the the final games of the League Championship Series are on TSN, so it's going to be fun to watch, you know, in May, you know, which of the, you know, final six teams are fighting to join Kamloops at the Memorial Cup, and it's going to be we're just going to sit back and have fun and watch.
Dan, thanks for coming back to Kamloops and sharing the word and getting some community support behind the event. Thanks a lot.
Great. Thanks for having me, John.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
The Portland Winterhawks got out of the gate strong this year to race to the top of the U.S. Division and Western Conference. Now, the Winterhawks' start was highlighted by a nine-game winning streak. Head coach and general manager Mike Johnston has yet to tweak his roster, despite other teams around them making changes. I asked Mike about his start to the season.
I think we've won a lot of close games early in the year. We won some in a shootout, some in overtime. If I look back to last year, we didn't have as good a start, but I thought we were playing well and we were there. So sometimes early in the season, it's hard to tell if you're waiting for guys to come back from camps, you're waiting for other teams to get their full rosters, so you're not really sure where everybody's at until about the 10-game mark. But I like the consistency our team's played with, and I think that's probably been the biggest thing for our start.
You know, it was a busy week around the league. It was like a mini trade deadline, and you wear the general manager hat. Is it tough not to get involved, or were you having some conversations perhaps?
No, we never usually get too involved this early. And we've never really made major deals, maybe for one player, but we're not looking at moving two or three or four players to supply our team for players in the second half. We might tweak our team, but that takes first an evaluation of the group you have to make sure you know what you need.
Mike, I know you do have an open 20-year-old spot here, and I know you said you want to fill that here, and probably with an impact guy. You know, you have a lot of time here maybe for that, but that has to be something maybe you're looking to do at some point.
Yeah, possibly. I just right now at this point we really haven't identified exactly what we need for our team moving forward. But I like the growth of our group, and allowing young guys to play right now I think is going to be an advantage in the second half.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Regina Pats forward and 2024 NHL draft eligible player Tanner Howe, the WHL Player of the Week, starting strong on the Pats BC Road Swing.
Weaves in, he slid it through Newman, Swozil shoots, blocker save, rebound, they score. It's a hat trick for Howe. Natural hat trick. Scott, all three for the Pats, and they lead it 3-2.
Well, that's why they sold the rink out, is to come watch Tanner Howe, right?
Howe put up 7 points, 5 goals, and 2 assists in a pair of Regina wins to begin their swing. Howe just turned 17. He's in his second WHL season. And speaking of the Pats, their BC tour has featured 5 sellout games through Vancouver, Victoria, Kelowna, Kamloops, and now Prince George. It's the only time Connor Bedard will likely play in these BC WHL markets. Regina head coach and general manager John Paddock says it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for us it's been, well, I guess for everybody with COVID, it's been actually been a while for the most part, but you know, I just think back to, you know, we haven't had this as a team since we had our real good teams. And, you know, it's clearly fun to play in front of a full house.
Meanwhile, Bedard enjoying the trip back to his home province.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, you know, you can feel the energy in the building. And whenever you walk out there and you see, you know, every seat taken, it's, you know, you kind of get up and it's a lot of fun.
And the WHL Goaltender of the Week is Kamloops Blazer tender Dylan Ernst. Ernst posted a pair of road wins with a .968 save percentage with wins in Tri-City and Prince George.
You know, it's just a week, and how many weeks in a season? So it is a good thing to get it, but it's really nothing. Like, for my development and stuff, I just got to keep putting in the work.
Ernst leads the WHL's Western Conference in save percentage and goals against average. The 18-year-old is in his third WHL season.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschen Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
It's called Bronco Bucks Cancer. Swiftcurrent Bronco forward Caleb Y. Rostock has started a cancer fundraiser online, already raising over $7,500 toward the cause. In speaking to the WHL's Chris Wall this week, Y. Rostock says the disease has become personal.
The past 3 years of my life, there's been lots of people that have been affected by cancer. My mom, my grandpa, my auntie, one of my good minor hockey coaches, best friend's dad. So there's no shortage of people that have been affected by it. And I mean, kind of just watching those people go through that and battle that. I just wanted to, I guess, find something that I could do to help them, I guess, inadvertently, because it is tough watching them go through that and kind of feeling a bit helpless, not knowing what to do. So I started this campaign this year.
Caleb thrilled with the response so far.
I mean, the original goal was 2,500, and that was to be up till the end of February. So I think we ended up passing that in the first week. Definitely did not expect that kind of support. I knew there would be lots, but I didn't think that much. So it's kind of just neat to see just the amount of people that obviously have been affected by it, or have had family members or friends and stuff like that have been affected by it. They're donating and kind of doing their part in the fundraiser too. I have nothing but good things to say about everybody that's donated.
Caleb says the past few years have shown how important it is to keep family ties strong.
I think it started when I was up playing in Edmonton, when my mom was diagnosed with cancer. Obviously, I was living away from home then at a young age. So it was definitely hard seeing her go through that when I was up there. I think just staying in touch with all the people that have went through it. I know I FaceTime my mom 2, 3, 4 times a week, kind of checking in, seeing how she's doing and stuff. So I think that's the biggest thing, is just keeping those connections, I guess, and reaching out, showing that you truly do care and that you're there for them in whatever capacity they need you. You're just there for them. So I think that's the main thing I learned.
And he's gained a new perspective.
There's a lot of other things outside of hockey that are important. You always hear people talk about that different things are bigger than the game of hockey, and this is one of them. So I think kind of that puts things into perspective when you kind of see somebody's everyday life turned upside down because of this terrible disease. So the biggest thing I learned is just gratitude, just being grateful for the opportunity that I have in good health to be able to play the game I love. So I think that outside perspective has, I mean, allowed me to, I think, have a great start to my year and just not put too much pressure on myself to perform.
For those looking to contribute to Bronco Bucks Cancer,
people can donate just outright amounts. Pledges too, so that every goal I score, I think, is $20, and then every assist I get is $15, so kind of doing my part that way. So
you can find the fundraiser online at fundraisemyway.cancer.ca. Hey, that's the show. Want to say a thanks to Chris Wall at the WHL office, as well as our guests this week for their help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.